Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 11. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, "Fly like a bird to the mountains for safety"? The wicked are stringing their bows and fitting their arrows on the bowstrings. They shoot from the shadows at those whose hearts are right. The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? But the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everyone closely, examining every person on earth. The Lord examines both the righteous and the wicked. He hates those who love violence. He will rain down blazing coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, punishing them with scorching winds. For the righteous Lord loves justice. The virtuous will see his face. Once again, that was the 11th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. Sometimes well-intentioned advice is not the right advice. When this psalm was written, David felt surrounded by enemies, and people were advising him to run away. But David knew the Lord was calling him to stay. His trust in the Lord guided him more than any other advice. Even when his life was on the line, David trusted in his king. It is wise to seek advice, but nothing matters more than our core convictions. God examines the hearts of every person, from what we just read in verse 4. Even when it seems like the foundations of life are being destroyed, from what we heard mentioned in verse 3, the king still cares for and rules over all. The righteous judge sees our actions and motives, and both are important. You can't control the world, but you are responsible for your heart and behavior. With the Spirit's strength, do your part every day for kingdom come. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. How can you trust God more in hard situations? Read Psalm chapter 139 verse 23 and pray. What is the Savior showing you about your heart? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.